City of Tomorrow. Greenville is not a place you want to walk at night. Few people live there, nobody shops there, and it's full of empty apartment buildings and factories. But if technology giant Sit-Tech gets its way, all of that will be changing very soon. The first part of Sit-Tech's plan is to replace most of the existing structures with new housing, commercial buildings, and streets, and to build a revolutionary new transportation system. As you would expect, all of the new buildings will be high-tech and energy-efficient. They will also be modular. That means that each building will be constructed from pre-made sections, similar to building blocks. This revolutionary approach means that if more space is needed, it will be easy to add another room. The city's residents will share a large group of self-driving vehicles, so fewer people will have to own their own cars. And, as a cheaper alternative to the cars, driverless buses will run on all of the main streets. There will also be a large network of tunnels beneath the city, used by robots to remove and sort trash and deliver mail and packages. This will keep service and delivery vehicles off the city streets, making traffic lighter. Sit-Tech believes that the efficient traffic system will allow the streets to be narrower and the sidewalks wider, making the city better for pedestrians. Creating an efficient city requires more than buildings and roads. The real key to Greenville's success will be the sensors built into every structure. These sensors will gather data that can be used to improve services. For example, sensors will monitor how much waste people are producing and how much water and electricity they use, which means that the city will always know when and where more service is needed. For example, the trash collectors won't waste time picking up empty bins and will go where the most trash is found. For residents, this will mean no waiting for services. The streets and sidewalks will also have sensors and cameras that will monitor car and pedestrian traffic. Imagine that a large group of people gathers at a bus stop. That information will be gathered by the system, so additional buses can be added. And when the traffic sensors detect heavy traffic, the city's driverless cars will automatically take a different route. A lot of cities are employing smart technologies these days, but Greenville will be unique because of its efficient traffic system and the large amount of data about the residents. This plan is designed for growth, and there's no doubt that Sit-Tech will come up with more exciting ideas for improving the lives of residents. Keep your eye on Greenville. You may want to move there pretty soon.